USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House will not negotiate on raising the debt ceiling. The White House deputy press secretary said Congress must act to do so without conditions. Her comments come as many Republicans in the House have demanded spending cuts to increase the limit. House Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
In the end, I think the important thing to remember is that America must never default on its debt. It never has and never will.
Reaction is pouring in about actor Alec Baldwin being charged with involuntary manslaughter for the death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchinson on the movie set of Rust. Reporter Gene Mattis has been covering this story for Variety and says whatever happens, Baldwin will have a tough time bouncing back from this.
It's certainly not good for his career. Even if he is acquitted eventually, it will still be a lot of time and effort and attention spent on this question, and there will always be people who think that he did something wrong here. So it's definitely not good for him.
President Biden is in California to see storm damage firsthand and meet with victims. Meantime, the Federal Emergency Management Agency announcing additional federal disaster assistance for the state under the major disaster declaration issued on January 14th. FEMA promised to pick up 75% of total eligible costs for debris removal and other emergency measures. President Biden is asking for 100% be covered. A black Michigan school board member is facing backlash after what some called a racist tweet. Keisha Hamilton began a tweet last month with "whiteness is so evil" and then referred to whiteness as dishonest.
These posts were made to incite and divide with no explanation of her supposed intention until after she incited all this anger.
That was apparent at the Jackson Public School Board meeting. Some parents at Jackson Public School Board meeting called for the resignation of Hamilton. Additional security was present. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mexican President Lopez Obrador will consider a convicted drug lord's request to serve out his sentence in a Mexican prison. The former leader of the Sinaloa cartel, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, has been imprisoned at the Supermax Federal Prison in Colorado since 2019. El Chapo has escaped from Mexican prisons on two occasions. One person is dead and a state trooper is injured after shots were fired at the site of a new law enforcement training center under construction in Georgia. Authorities say troopers were clearing the grounds in a wooded area near Atlanta when a man in the woods shot a state trooper without warning, and troopers returned fire, killing the gunman. Actor Jeremy Renner says he's doing much better after a snowplow accident. Lance Pry has more on his recovery.
Actor Jeremy Renner shared on Twitter he is out of the hospital and back home after he was crushed by a snowcat snowplow accident near his home in the Sierra Nevada mountains on New Year's Day. Jeremy's legs were losing large amounts of blood as a result of the injury. It's being reported a neighbor, who is a doctor, was able to put a tourniquet on his leg until paramedics arrived and probably saved his life.
Kim Kardashian is the new owner of an iconic piece of jewelry that once belonged to Princess Diana. Kardashian snatched up a rare diamond-encrusted cross necklace at an auction on Wednesday, which Diana famously wore at a London charity gala in 1987. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.